Okay, it's 7 p.m. and it's time to start the meeting. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting? Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. First thing on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance, then we'll have a moment of prayer. Silence, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Well, I see we have a new person here, and I guess we ought to introduce yourself. I'm Mayor Stoneham, City of Worthington Hills. Nice to have you here this evening.
My name is Dan Small. I'm the treasurer.
Hi, I'm Linda Beville. I'm the
Road Commissioner.
Thank you. I'm trying to remember which one I am.
Hi, I'm Susan Maupin. I'm the Utility Commissioner.
I'm Crystal Adams, I'm the Property
Maintenance
Commissioner.
Dennis Metcalf,
Safety
Commissioner.
I'm Beth Washer, City Clerk.
Pleasure to meet you all.
Pleasure to have you here.
And what's your name?
Steven Zanil. I'm from GBR. I'm with these two fundraisers.
He's the president of our association.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, you went to a meeting and raised your hand, didn't you?
No, he went, he went to the meeting and was there. Okay, so let's see. First thing after the Pledge of Allegiance and silent prayer is the 15-minute time period for citizens' comments or anybody in the audience that would like to address the City Commission. If I see no hands, okay, I'm moving forward. Unless I hear something different in the next 2 seconds. One, two. All right. City meeting minutes for February 20th, 2024. Was there any additional corrections that need to be done? It was passed out over the weekend, and I didn't see any additional stuff on there. So do I hear a motion to accept the minutes or February meeting?
Motion to accept minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay. City financial reports for the were passed out. Also,
I'm signing them right now.
No, this is that's the expense.
Oh, okay.
The financial report. There's.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
There was a lot of stuff on there that I got comments about, and. Anybody want to talk about them, that's fine.
You know, the only thing I kind of threw this up in that email. Is there any way, because we get all the reports, is there any way we can get this cover sheet after we sign off on it?
Oh, after we sign off
yes.
on it. Yes. You could scan
okay.
it.
Because, see, like, I looked at something, and I thought, now, wait a minute, I thought we signed off on that last time.
Well, it's on the web page.
What is that?
It's just the amounts. It doesn't have the signatures on it.
That's what I'm looking for, is the signatures.
Okay.
To make sure that, yes.
Okay. So, is there anything for about the financial reports that anybody wants to bring up? If not, do we hear a motion to accept the financial reports for February 2024?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Okay. I'm probably on there, man. The invoice and reimbursement stuff's going around. Old business. I always put the commissioners first, so if they want to bring something up that I might not have remembered. Is there anything in there that you see on my detail list that is missing?
Are you guys taking care of that tree?
Yeah,
the homeowner,
I didn't note this morning.
Homeowner, like, okay, I didn't see it yet then. The homeowner responded, so.
Finally.
Yeah, she sent an email, and I didn't say anything. I figured I'd let you say something to them.
Yeah, we took you off for your request.
Right.
All right, that was about the tree down over between the property owner and
between her house and gardens that they run.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to speak to any of that.
Okay. Status of delinquent property tax. How are we doing there, Dan?
Great.
Okay, that's what I thought. I do know that we're way down because I'm the next thing on here is this budget information, and I'm going to pass those around right now so that we can talk about the budget a little bit today. Should be one for each of you. Okay, the left column is the individual items. The next column over is the approved annual budget for 2024. And that's the revised rates that we had as of July 18th. Then the approved budget amounts to date at the end of February is the next column, and then we have the proposed. Now, I want to point some things out. Number one is we've met the budget for the property tax receivables, and that includes any of the delinquents during this particular tax year. The delinquent property tax is anything prior, 2024 or 22 and earlier. Okay, so again, we're bringing this down. We just met that goal this past month, and I'm bringing this up because of the fact that we're running the numbers down, and that's why you'll see in the proposed budget that I decreased it $2,500, and that's the reason why we're having such a great success on getting these people's attention now, and we have met and exceeded our property tax revenue for this year already. Our interest, the problem with interest is that we never know what the interest rate's going to be. You just know what the market is, and as it is right now, we've met that. The cable, that's pretty much the same every year. We'll probably end up with the same amount that we had last year. The insurance premiums, we've had the October and the December, and we will be getting the March in April, okay? And that will be the last one for this particular fiscal year. Okay, so we're averaging right on schedule to meet our budget amounts for the insurance premium tax. No litigation settlements this year. Miscellaneous receivables. That, I'm trying to think how we got above, but we did get above for a reason, and I can't remember what it was. There was something that we got. And
a refund or something, maybe? Or
I'll have to look into it. I just know that we've had a lot of requests for tax insurance, but the real estate tax information.
There's also that $50 fee that's going in.
Oh, yeah, the $50 fee is going in there. That's what it is. You remember we added the $50 fee on that?
Okay.
So we've had a lot of $50 fees
get
paid. Okay. Thank you, Dan, for reminding me.
You're quite welcome, Mayor.
I think I told you to put it in there. If I remember right.
Yeah.
So we're doing well. On the expense, you might have gotten that CJ billing. We've been looking into it. I don't believe we owe it because I have identified the only four things we've had since November. I think that might have been this last time when we did the request. There was some bolded stuff that it went to them bolded, so they just figured that we wanted it bolded, so they sent us back the prospectus of the invoice, and it was higher than what we normally paid, and we questioned it, and that's how we found out. And I think what happened was that bill never got took out of their system.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to call and check on it. I just didn't have time today.
Let's see.
It's not a lot, but, you know,
it's if we don't need to pay.
We don't need to pay it if we don't know
right,
it.
Right, right. Everything else is looking fine. The one thing that I did bring to her attention was when the attorney's bill came, it also had the previous amount due, and I've advised her just to do what is new to the bill. Dan, we finally got his check to him today, and we ain't going to go into what happened, but it's been a fun thing. He's been paid, so I can say that. So
did that ever show up on the expenses?
Yeah.
So what is it, $475
yeah.
or whatever? Did it show up on the expenses?
Yeah.
What month was it?
That's it.
I just signed it on that one.
No.
I'm not
saying she signed it last month.
She's got this month.
Yeah.
January was $25.
February was $477 plus the $25.
Rumpke's bill's not in here.
Rumpke, we still have not got the bill.
Okay.
So go ahead and sign off.
Well, it's a standard rate. Every month it's the same. And it's a service that we have to provide, so we have to pay it.
Understand that. I'm just saying it wasn't in there.
Yeah, I know it isn't in there, and like I said, I don't know what happened to it. Somebody probably put it in the wrong box down at the post office. It's their normal practice.
Oh, surely not.
Everything else, you know, everything up on. Down there in the utilities is everything for the budget, proposed budget projection. I just wanted to go over certain things on this. Oh, I'm surprised nobody brought it up. Dan, tell them what the postage is and why we have them minus $332 and some odd cents.
I didn't see the minus.
It's something that had to do with the audit. That's what you told me. It was supposed to... I think what happened was we put the money in to paying the taxes, and it should have been someplace else. It should have been in the postage. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it has to do with
so
it has to do with the tax bill
error.
The audit.
Line entry error.
Yeah,
I can look into it and everybody know.
I know I asked you on the phone, and I thought for sure you remember, but that's okay. I know you're doing taxes right now.
That wasn't
the
today.
Poor guy is half out of it. He's doing the taxes.
Does the postage just cover our stamps or whatever, or is that the postage that you pay Mail Louisville to mail the tax bills?
Yeah.
No, it's both. It's our stamps. When we put the amount in there, $1,000, that includes the postage for the mailing of the tax bills and any postage that we buy and the P.O. box.
Because it's gone up like, I don't even know, like at least twice since last July. They're crazy.
Well, we make an effort to make sure that we've got a supply of postage stamps before it goes up.
Yeah.
And the next change will probably be in July, which is when our post office box is due. And we make sure to pay it before it goes up again. So.
And I don't use very many stamps.
I love those forever stamps.
Yeah.
Shame I didn't buy a stock in them. All right. So this is the proposed. Keep it. I want to keep an eye on it. I wanted to just go over part of it. We don't. If you. What I did was on the sanitation, I believe I figured 3% because that's our minimum for the sanitation from last year. And the light I kind of brought up, I lowered the water because we're limiting how much we're using the sprinkler system.
Yeah.
And that's made a big difference.
Yeah, we may have to use it this year, though, with the new plant that got planted.
Maybe. Okay. So that's it. Any questions on this? And look it over. This is the most current one. You'll get another one next month with the end of March figures in there. If you see something you want to adjust, you know, just let us know. We'll figure it out.
We're doing okay on signage. We don't need any more signage. I mean, I could see us replace signage. But
it costs $600-something just to replace one.
I know.
Minimum. And that's not the sign. That's a dang labor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. So, we try to keep it down. Okay. Anyone else want to talk about anything on that? Oop. Okay. Still looking for welcoming ambassadors. Still haven't had anybody raise their hand or get a hold of me. And it's on the website. So, I don't know what we can do. The green space litter problem isn't a problem. They must like the trash bags. Radio frequency check tonight, there, Commissioner McCaffrey.
I'm going to use Channel 6.
Channel 6? Channel 6 for the communications check tonight. All right, new business. I know some commissioners got to have some new business here because I've already seen part of it.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. We've got some potholes that need to be filled. What is the cutoff on where I have to, the dollar amount on where I have to bring it before the commission?
Before it has to be posted, $40,000. Okay, we shouldn't, from what I've seen, there shouldn't be anywhere near that.
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't think so. I want to get to them before it gets, I just don't want any more water getting under the...
This is Ludenberg's last year. I think we're going to have to do the repaving on Ludenberg probably next year. And there's one small one starting on Ludenberg. I'm not exactly sure where it's at. I think it's over by Bowens and somewhere. Okay. But, yeah. And we're also going to have to look at another place. I can't remember where it's at. Oh, the North Pulaski, the ones with the new house.
The new houses.
That was never redone. Those houses were built the same time as Bay Runs.
Mm-hmm.
But and their pavement is the same pavement they've had since they were built.
Really? Okay.
They've never been repaved.
So are you thinking to hold off on that till?
Well, we're going to
do on Northumberland and.
No, I'm talking about Ludenberg.
Ludenberg.
Right. Ludenberg, North Pulaski, and Jonell. Okay.
Okay.
And we may want to look at the Boynton because it was pretty cracked up before they did the cement. Just the parts that mm-hmm. is around, past the cement. We may do that just because it's there. I think the other side streets are all in pretty good shape. But I want to bring this up this year. Because we're filling a pothole this year. And then repay the next year. I mean, I don't know how big that one is on Lidbury. It's not very big because I don't ever get it.
I'll just ask him to look at it when he's out looking at the other ones, you know. And then
he might be able to put some cold tar, you know, just come through and patch it the way it is.
Yeah. The other thing I saw when I was out, too, is over there, well, you know where the fence was all torn down at the end of Tazewell, where the kids were coming through at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's of course it's overgrown, but that fence line between the condos and Trace, there's some chain link fence in there that's just fallen down. I mean, it's just.
Well, if you can get the address of the property, you report that to code enforcement.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
Code enforcement will take care of that if they have to, but you probably will have to advise them that they can visually see it from the end of Tazewell Drive.
It's a mess.
Oh, I know. That whole place is a mess.
All right. Well, I'll do that tomorrow.
I have a quick question on this. I'm not sure. You're asking the dollar amount before you have to have bids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've never heard the word bid, so I want to make sure I put that in there right. Thank you.
I may have forgot to say the rest of it.
Well, that's okay. I just want to make sure I understood.
Okay, is there...
Are we going to get some more speed detector things to go on the other side of Northumberland and Lunenburg?
We're thinking of they've sent us these up.
Yeah, we can get three for the price of two.
Oh, that's nice.
And Dennis was going to bring that up tonight anyhow because.
Sorry, Dennis.
But we paid $3,500 each for the ones we have now. That is basically goes up to four. That's $8,000, right?
Yeah.
But we get a third one too. So that is an option. We have to let them know by, what is it, May 31st, I think?
May 31st.
So I put that in Dennis's hands, okay? We still got April and May's city meeting, so he'll probably bring that up next month.
Did you guys pull some data off of the other ones yet?
You should do that.
We don't have a laptop.
He wants to get a dedicated laptop
to
do it.
Yeah.
For just that?
So
do it on my laptop?
We could. We got to download the software onto it. I'm not sure you want to, you know, I don't know how to feel about it, but anyhow, I was waiting for your replacement, your laptop, and using that.
When did that happen?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Well, yours is a Win to 10.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Windows 10 is going to phase out. And when Windows 10 phases out, I figure we'll have to move you up to the next phase, which is 11.
If you get a Windows 11, don't get the S mode because you can't put certain programs on it.
So, okay.
I think they have a business plan.
I know. Okay. I can tell you there's still speeders on Northumberland and Lunenburg.
Yes, you can hear them. Did you want to talk about Boynton? I don't see that on here. So is that going to be new business?
Yeah, go ahead. What about Boynton?
I've requested that Harold do a bid for the rocks and the grading and all that. He wants to do it right. He only wants to do it right, so that will require moving the rocks back, taking the dirt out, taking the rose bushes out, and putting rocks back. And he says that he believes that we don't have water down there now because of the way the pipes were cut and capped, so he recommends that we don't put plants down there, that we just do rock.
We don't need any more plants. We got enough plants in Boynton. We don't need any more plants. That place is... It's overrun with.
You know what I'd like to put down there?
How about grass?
I mean, I've still got those Landseers, and they're drought tolerant.
With that?
But
the what?
If we're gonna
spend money to get plants, can we please clean up that entrance island? that's the first thing people see when they come into the city of Worthington Hills, and it looks like a mess. And I don't see any point in spending money on an island that's already well established, that's in the middle of the subdivision.
I wasn't going to put any plants.
Huh?
I'm not going to put any plants this year.
You're not going to put any, but I just thought you said in Boynton.
I mean, I can put my Landseer that's in my yard for free and it won't cost anything.
Where is the crepe myrtle? What happened to the crepe myrtle?
They're all planted.
Where is it, though? I haven't seen it.
There's two on the other end of Boynton. I gave you pictures in November, and there's two on Halifax at the Flagpole Island.
And
I came to the meeting with pictures.
I yeah,
told you all
and I think there's, isn't there a couple up in the main island?
Yeah, there's two sticker bushes. That was, I don't know what those were called, but there's two of those up there.
Barberries.
Yeah, barberries. Thank you. There's two of those up on the front island.
Yeah. They just haven't, we just don't have the leaves yet.
Yeah.
The
other two are not on my property. They are on Harold's property. I gave them to him back in November, the euonymus, and he did not plant them, and they're still on his property. They're between his house and my house. And he said
they're still in the pots.
They're still in the pots.
Just haven't been planted yet. She didn't give it to them. They still haven't been planted yet.
Yes.
Because we're waiting for the right time to do it. Because right now, none of them have leaves.
I mean, I told him to do it in November, but he didn't get to it before, like, Thanksgiving. And then he was like, well, I'm just going to keep them. They'll be fine. And if they die, I'll replace them. I'm like, okay, I hope you know what you're doing.
Well, where he's wanting to put them, I'm not too happy about. Because they
don't know where else to put them. Do you have a suggestion?
No, you're all
because I don't really want to put them on any of the islands because we don't have any good place to put those.
Well,
what would they purchase? What area?
Where were you going to put them?
I
don't know. We bought.
We was going to put everything. We were going to put some on the main island coming off Westport, and we're going to put them Flagpole and Boynton, and then we're a total of 8. Okay.
And Harold wasn't with us when we purchased them, but he was like, well, these are going to get really big, so they would probably be better back here. So
yeah, because
back there,
he wanted to do it back by Rustburg Court. There was a tree that fell, so he was going to plant them because they're going to get like probably 8 feet wide, each one of them.
Yeah, it's down there where the water runoff is.
A good place on the Flagpole Island. I don't want to do it on the front island because I figure they're going to be
the one day cars around.
Yeah, I don't want cars being.
Yeah, anything you plant on that may not on the island coming into the city has got to be low profile because people. The last thing we need is somebody saying, I didn't see the car.
Yeah, I mean, I did suggest that we do it where that car ran over the light pole, but then, you know, I was like, but how big are they going to get, Harold? Because it's going to, you know, in 5 years, it's going to be hard to pull out and turn left.
Well, you know, we do have two islands that everybody forgets about. One of them is over on Bay's End, and the other one is at the in end of Ardwine.
Oh, yeah.
So if they're drought tolerant, we could actually put them there. Somebody's, if you've been down Bay's End lately, they took the bush out. And somebody took the bush out and half landscaped it down there. They put in the what do they call that grass, that ornamental grass?
Yeah.
And they did have one of those, you know, one of those it's Christmas or whatever little yard sign things in there, you know, little flag things like Bev has down there. So those are two islands.
That's an idea. You said Bay's End and what was the
Bay's End and Ardwine Court. Ardwine Court's got a big circle, so you could just stick it right in the center of that, and that would stop those guys from doing the fireworks over there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'll check that out.
I almost forgot about that. All right. Anything else on that?
don't think so. Just, you know, again, I feel like we should water stuff, you know, especially with barberry at the front island. I don't know that they'll make it if we don't water anything this year.
Everything we got was drought, we could. And intentionally, I mean, that it will end up turning the water on at the end of June, the first part of July, but it'll be off at the end of September. Mm-hmm. It's 3 months.
End of August. Right?
No, September.
Are you doing September too?
Yeah, we do the end of September.
Months.
Huh?
No, we did 2 months.
No, we do three. We do July, August, and September.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But it's still, you know, again, it depends on how the spring is. If we get as much rain as we, you know, we've been getting over the last couple of years, it would be almost too much.
Mm-hmm.
We're only into the first day of spring, per se. Okay, so we've still got a few months to watch what's going on. And don't let these daffodils and all these other things that's already bloomed get you thinking spring's already here and we're on to summer now. But all right. Anything else new? Anybody want to talk about? Okay. What I have now is, and I brought the ordinances so we can have the first read. Don't worry about who's signature block is in it, thanks to somebody alerting me to that. But this first one, and I included in my email when I sent it out that the insurance premium tax is not in conversation down in Louisville, but that doesn't stop them. They've got till Friday, so they still got a couple days they could have meetings on it. But I did get Becky Peake, who's the president of the KL or Jefferson County League of Cities, to check on it, and she said that it wasn't a discussion point at this time, and that was on February 16th, and I haven't heard anything since. But that's her email. But I'm going to do the first read on it anyhow, just so we have it. In case we need to have three of the show up for a special meeting between now and Friday. Okay? Ordinance number, series 2024, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky, and ordinance amending ordinance number 1, series 2023, increasing the life insurance premium license fee percentage from 8% to 10%, and non-life policy premiums from 8% to 10%. Whereas increased revenues are needed by the city to meet its financial obligations, be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills that Ordinance Number 1, Series 2023, Section 2, which reads, Section 2, the license fee imposed upon each insurance company which issues life insurance policies on the lives of persons residing within corporate city limits of the City of Worthington Hills shall be, and then it's line through 8% of the first year's premiums actually collected within each calendar quarter by reason of the issuance of such policies, shall be amended to read as follows. Section 2, the license fee imposed upon each insurance company which issues life insurance policies of the lives of persons residing within the corporate limits of the City of Worthington Hills shall be 10% of the first year's premiums actually collected within each calendar quarter for reason of the issuance of such policies. Ordinance number 1, Series 2023, Section 3, which reads, Section 3, the license fee imposed upon each insurance company which issues any insurance policy which is not a life insurance policy shall be, it's aligned through 8%, of the premiums actually collected within each calendar quarter by reason of the issuance of the policy on risks located within the corporate limits of the City of Worthington Hills on those classes of policies which such company is authorized to transact, less all premiums returned to policyholders.
shall be amended to read as follows. Section 3, the license be imposed upon each insurance company which issues any insurance policy which is not a life insurance policy shall be 10% of the premiums actually collected within each calendar quarter by reason of the issuance of the policies on risk located within the corporate limits of City of Worthington Hills on those classes of policies which such company is authorized to transact, less all premiums returned to policy owners. The ordinance shall become effective July 1st, 2024 upon passage approval and publication as by law. And then on the back, if we do it, it'll say pass and approve during the March, whatever, special meeting by the City Commission pertinent to law. Again, we only do this as a precaution because any amount of premium that if Louisville was to raise theirs to 10% and we left ours at 8, then Louisville would get the difference, the 2%, and we're already not getting any benefit from any tax revenue that goes down to Metro Louisville. So this is just a precautionary read, all right?
Well, this would really be passed and approved during the April meeting, right?
Nope.
This is the special meeting.
Yeah, it would be a special meeting because the ordinance or the statute reads that it has to be approved prior to the 100-day mark. And the 100-day mark is March 22nd.
And it would be 2024, not 2023.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I'm going to make sure I make that correction so that next year when I get this, it's got the right year on it. Okay? So, again, thank you for being patient with me on that read. It's a long one. All right. The next two, the one is for the property tax ordinance, and the other one is for the budget ordinance. And, again, these are just first reads. So that we have them done, our property tax second read will be in May, at the May 21st city meeting, and then the budget will be in June at our June 18th meeting. But let me read the property tax ordinance. It's ordinance number, and we'll fill that in. It'll probably be number one if we don't do anything. Series 2024. City of Worthington Hills, let me make sure I get the right one. Yeah. City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky, a tax ordinance for fiscal year July 1, 2024 to June 30, 2025. Be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills, City in parentheses, Commission, that. Section 1, pursuant to KRS 92.520, parentheses 4, City adopts the land and improvement valuation of the Jefferson County Property Valuation Administrator. Section 2, a per $100, and the .1688 is the current rate, city ad valorem tax of the combined land and improvement values of such unabandoned land parcel located within the city boundary shall be assessed as of July 1, 2024. Section 3, a per $100, 75 cents city ad valorem tax on the combined land and unimproved values of each abandoned land parcel located within the city boundary shall be assessed as of July 1st, 2024. Section 4, these tax levies are necessary to generate sufficient revenue to pay budgeted city expenses for the 2024-2025 fiscal year to properly govern the city for the residents' benefits. Section 5. The tax payment schedule for city properties is, there's no number, but it's the base tax reduced by 2% if paid before August 1st, 2024. The base tax when paid in 2024, in August 2024, the base tax plus 12% of the base tax if paid in September 2024. The base tax plus 12% of the base tax plus 2% monthly of the base tax plus a $50 administration fee plus attorney and recording fees if paid after September 30, 2024. Section 6. The ordinance effective date is July 1, 2024. And this says passed and approved by the City Commission during the May 21st, 2024 city meeting pursuant to Kentucky law. The only thing that we have to wait on this ordinance is the PBA. They send out their assessment, their January 1st assessment of the properties on or before April 23rd. At that point in time, then we have the total value of all the properties, and we have to do this calculation so that we stay at 4% or less on the property tax revenue, the annual property tax revenue. The city is allowed to receive up to 4%. So, as I always give this example, because we do have more than $100,000 in property tax revenue. But if it was $100,000, our revenue increase would be allowed would be $104,000. So you're only allowed to go up 4% per year. We're lucky in one aspect. We have no growth in our city because we have no place to put the growth. Okay? So it's simple, but there's a big long formula that you have to go through if you had annexed anybody, or if you have development in the city, new construction or anything, and I'm talking about not established properly being reconstructed. I'm talking about new construction, okay? That all has to be taken into account. And this is how I got into city government, is because it's the one thing that I knew, okay, that they couldn't raise it more than 4%. So I'm a stickler on this one, all right? And so at this point, that's first read. But this is the identical reading. I think the only thing that I did correct, because Dan brought it to my attention, was last year the way it came out, it was still at 10% on the plus 2% on September 1st, and we should be doing 12% and on September 1st. That's the base plus 12%, and then in October it's 12% plus 2%. But anyhow, that's what I've got. If you want to go higher than 12%, let me know, because it's the people are paying their taxes on time. It's not at us.
Because when I read it, I was a little bit confused at first, and I thought the base tax plus 12% of the base tax if paid, and I was thinking if paid after August.
Well, it paid in September. This is how they've always been written.
No, but I'm just saying if they pay it after August, it's going to be
it's 12%. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. And then if it's after September,
gotcha,
they get the 12 plus 2 plus the $50 administration fee and the attorney fees. Okay? Okay. And we put that the way we put it because we didn't put a number in there, because prior to last year, we had put that 150, and I thought, you know what, we should just state attorney fees. And the attorney can't do anything that's unreasonable.
Well, no.
Okay?
If you look on the line that says the base tax plus 12% for September, you've got the word percent in there and the percent sign.
So oh, okay.
One needs to come out.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. It's probably in the ordinance from last year, too, but I don't.
Yes, I didn't see that one. I can wait for somebody to point it out.
Thank you. Anything else? Again, this is the reason why. 10 eyes on this or 12 eyes, 14 eyes is a whole lot better than two, okay? Especially when I got a little bit of dyslexia. All right? So, again, we'll know more about this once we get the PVA values, and you'll get that information. I'll have that information for you by the May, before the May meeting. As soon as I got it figured up, I'll be sending that information to you, because I'll have that percentage sheet. I've got this pre-designed spreadsheet that all I got to do is put in the numbers, and it does the automatic calculations for me. Okay?
That's good.
I'm a geek when it comes to spreadsheets. All right. I can't do formulas of them. Ordinance number, and it'll probably be number 2, Series 2024, City of Arlington Hills, 2024-2025 fiscal year budget ordinance. Be it ordained by the City of Arlington Hills that Section 1, according to KRS 91A.030, parentheses 10, the City of Kentucky, the Kentucky City of Arlington Hills does hereby adopt this 2024-2025 fiscal year budget ordinance. General fund revenue with carryover amount budgeted. Hang on, let me look at my numbers again. Oh, it should be without. Or wait a minute, did I put no, I don't have the carryover in this one.
Well,
with that
surplus is at the bottom there, the 250 is your surplus.
No, the expense.
Yeah, there is no carryover.
Right. Yeah, there's no carryover at the top. General fund revenue without carryover amount budgeted $415,750. General fund expense $415,500. The ordinance shall be properly signed and published and become effective on July 1st, 2024. Passed and approved on July 18th, 2024 at regular scheduled meeting of the legislative body of Arlington Hills pursuant to Kentucky statutory law.
You said July 18th, but you meant
September. No, I'm saying June. I'm sorry.
Should it say legislative body of City of Arlington Hills, or can you just put Arlington Hills?
This is the way that's written in the year. Okay. It's on the back. I'm sorry. It's on the back of, I should have told you, it's on the back of the.
Here it is. I found it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I did it to save paper. Okay.
You're commended for doing that.
Have a nice evening, Jim.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're a great guy.
Yeah, I think it should say legislative body of the City of Arlington Hills.
Everywhere else we're referred to as the City of Arlington Hills.
Okay. I see what you're saying. All right, we can do that.
Yeah, because
okay.
The whole city's not doing it, just the legislative
body. All right. Thank you. Again, 14 eyes is better than two. Again, this is just the first read, just so we can get it done, because the second read can then be motioned and passed on once we have all the proper numbers in place. Any questions? If not, we can move along. All right, let me do this. Okay. Because we are a mayor commissioner or a commission form of government, I received something that I'm not going to make a decision on by myself, okay? But I want to point some things out. This comes from the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, and it has to do with, we talked about this last year, and I don't know if anybody remembers or not, but I did. This has to do with that Department of Rural Municipal Aid would like to extend an invitation for your municipality to participate in the Municipal Road Aid Cooperative Program. Okay? This is where we would have 3% of our road funds go in. But, the enticing, they try to entice you because you get a good chunk of it, the first payment. Okay? But there's a catch. All right. If you'll read the third paragraph, it says emergency funding assistance provides cooperative members within the with the opportunity to receive emergency funding assistance for unforeseen municipal emergencies. 3% of each participating municipality's appointment in placed into an emergency fund for emergency needs. Please note that the emergency request may exceed the 3% allocation of the program and are issued on a first-come, first-served basis. Once funds have been depleted, emergency funds will no longer be available. So basically, if you don't use it, you lose it. Okay? I like the fact we have a substantial...
like 3% into a rainy day fund along with all the, a bunch of other small cities, and then if a big tornado comes through...
Well, it's not a tornado. It's just strip the road cuts.
Oh, okay. If, I don't know, an earthquake happens,
water makes it float.
Here's what usually happens. We have one of these big deluge rains. It comes through and wipes out one of their drainage pipes, like it did over here on Brownsboro Road. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the emergency's put into the municipal road group. They fund it. This happens to a number of them. Before long, the money's all gone. Mm-hmm. Okay? We don't have that problem in Worthington Hills. We don't have bridges. We don't, you know, everything that we have for drainage is covered by MSD. So I bring this up because it's not up to me to make decisions like this. Okay? And we have road funds that are restricted, strict for road repairs. And right now we're sitting pretty. We add another $30,000 to this next year and don't use much of it. Again, we will have used all of our road fund and the interest on what we did this last year. We're actually going to come up with just a short amount of money of what we ended with at the end of the last fiscal year. And that is on the back page of this. Okay, that's my projections on it. The back page of the budget sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It has the calculations. And that number that's right here in the center, the 314,418.85, that's our current balance in the road fund account. And again, this is all calculated. All I got to do is each month put in the number where we're at on the DLG deposits there in the center, and it automatically calculates it up for me.
So we don't necessarily need to go into
that. No, and but I do. We do have to have a motion. And
hang on, what's this $150,000 and it's going down to 209 on June 30th of 2025. So you're expecting to spend like
$150,000. Well, this is $150,000 is less expenses. This is our. Just like an expense.
I mean, is that like the remember repaying?
If we was to do it, yeah, that's what we're talking about. We still have to do a budget for the road. You just have to project certain things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's just a fake number.
That's just a projection. Yeah.
Clearly, that's not what you're thinking. That would cost for.
No. I'm just basically. This has been this way. I've been doing this since 2015. Okay. And this is basically, it projects the annual amount received from DLG for road funds, which is the gas part. We get part of the gas tax. Okay, all the cities, all the counties, all get some portion through their projections over there. They've got some calculated formula they use over there. Each city gets a certain amount based off their population. Okay, and ours has been around $29,000-$30,000 every year. Okay.
And I agree with you, but I don't think we need to join this. Well, I think we're going to.
Well, do I hear a motion?
Wait, I have a question.
Huh?
So you're talking about this project. It wouldn't be...
It's not an emergency.
Okay, so this is strictly for emergency. Gotcha. Okay.
That's what it says.
Okay. Just checking.
Emergency funding assistance. Right there in the third paragraph.
Yeah.
First three words.
I saw this and I said, you got to be kidding.
So there was no point in us giving them 3% of our money.
So they could spend it on other places.
So they could spend it somewhere else.
Yeah. Right.
But, again, we're a commission form of government. I have to present this just so I can get a motion to reject their invite, and then we'll take a vote. Not a big deal.
I'll make a motion to reject it.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moulton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right, it's unanimous. Thank you. You can reject that. You. Also, that conversation was in this morning's governor's. What do they call that? News. No, we had a webinar this morning. What's that one that we use now? I can't even think of it. Anyhow, we had a webinar this morning, and he's all upset because of that particular reason that, you know, there is not going to be any emergency road funds once it's used up.
That's terrible. I mean, seriously, to say we're not going to have any more unless we have a disaster.
Well,
how sad.
I know it is. But. Okay. Next thing we have, and I brought the particular page that pertains to this. It's on the ethics board. We've lost Katie. She's moved out of the city as of she signed over the property on the, I think it was March 5th. And anyhow, she's no longer a resident. And under the Section 20, it states in here that they have to be a resident, of course. They have to be live within the city for 1 year to be on the board. Of course, they have to be in good standing. But I bring this up because there's something in here that says on the page 10, it states on here, vacancies on board of ethics shall be filled within 60 days by the legislative body.
God bless you.
God bless you. Now, it says in here also that there need to be from 1 to 3 members who shall be appointed by the legislative body. If we go on the fact that we have 2 in there already, we have a vacancy, but we have the means to have a board with just the 2. But if you end up in a possible split, that's why it should be an odd number. For us to fill this within the time frame, we need to have somebody by the next city meeting. Okay? That's the reason why I brought this, is because I can read it 2 ways. We have 2 members that are current, and I would like to be able to get somebody in here by next month, but at the same time,
Carol and who else? I can't remember yet.
Jim.
Oh.
Lancaster.
Jim.
Lancaster.
Yeah.
No, not Kim. I said Jim.
No.
James Lancaster is.
Somebody we might ask because he's retired now.
Who?
Danny Madison. Dan Madison. Looks there on the short street.
He was on one time.
Well, ask him again. He's retired now. And
do you talk to him?
I'd probably like to have him out of her hair.
Have you talked to him?
I haven't, but I can if you would like to.
Yeah, why don't you see if he's interested? Because
okay.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, because he was on the board back in 92, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or I tell you what, no, he was part of the crew that Miss Williams had asked, but never got around to getting sworn in.
Oh, okay.
And then he was also a commissioner, which would have made him ineligible once he became a commissioner. So, yeah, if he's interested, yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. I mean, for some reason,
I just
popped into my
head. I just want to let you all know that we've got one
opening. Anybody over there would like to be on the ethics board? It's not that difficult. It's just a title.
We don't.
Nothing happens very often.
We really have very few times that we've ever had to ask the ethics board to take a look at.
I have to excuse myself.
No, I'm just saying, do you all know anybody in your community that might be interested?
No. All right. We just bringing it up, okay? We want to include everybody. We're not one of these, you know, if you show up, we get you involved. We won't see them again.
I hope that's not true.
No.
I'm not an ethical person, so no. I'm a contradictory for me this moment.
Anyhow, I wanted to bring this up, and I wanted to make sure that y'all had the section 20 to read, okay? So that you knew that what I was bringing up is valid points.
No later than April. When is our next meeting?
Believe it or not, it's one of the other ones. I think it's the 16th or 17th. Okay.
It is the 16th.
I actually have not got her resignation letter, but the way this reads, I don't have to have one. Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably out and see what.
Yeah, if you know of anybody at all, I mean, the thing is our ethics ordinance is on the website. It's the first ordinance. It's listed on our ordinance page. Okay, it's trust me, I've read it enough when I had my little dealings with the last administration. I'm quite versed in it. So it's required. The ethics ordinance is required by statute. And believe it or not, until 2017, we had no ethics board.
I imagine that.
16. Well, when did you start? You started 16 or 17, right? Yeah. We got the ethics board when Dennis got on.
Well, I'll reach out and talk to him.
Okay.
It sounds like you have to come to meetings. All
no, right? You don't have to. No. The only thing the ethics board is required is if they receive an ethics complaint, which is really hard to do.
We've only had one incident since I've been in.
Yeah. And that was not with this board. Okay.
Well, they do have to swear us in and all that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, there is a swear-in, because we did that with Jim and also with Carol just recently. Okay? All right. So that's been brought up. Okay. Now, I brought up on here because this is one of those years that we need to be on top of stuff. The property maintenance contract is up June 30th.
Are you absolutely sure of that? Because I really thought he had one more year.
You really think so?
I mean, he thought he had one more year. I thought we did it when we did the Rumpke contract.
Well,
or waste management or whatever. No, Rumpke. Yeah, we're on Rumpke now. I really thought we did it that year that we did the Rumpke.
I don't know. Why don't you check into it? Because
I was looking back at the minutes today, but I couldn't find it just yet. So I did ask him to pull his information.
Yeah, because we need to have whoever's going to do it. Because we've not had over 40,000, we can actually invite people for bid. We don't have to post a bid in the paper because it's not 40,000. Okay, and we can even if we got a bid out there, the city has the right to deny all bids. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're going to put that in the next anything that we put out in the posting in the bid. Is going to state that because I have seen that a few times in these bid postings on these other cities, Meadowvale especially, okay? Because they're right now in the process of doing bidding for their trash pickup, and they absolutely put it in there, okay?
How would I go about checking on that? Just kind of try to go back through the minutes?
It's what you're going to have to do. See when
is there a signed contract?
I should have a copy of it. Do you have it? Okay.
Of his contract? Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. It's somewhere.
I'll look for it.
You
know. And I don't know if you do anything with this, but maintenance is spelled wrong on there.
Well, did everybody get the email from that one company?
This is draft, okay?
Yeah. Oh, I got that email, Linda. Yeah, there was a company that emailed me and Linda.
Yes.
I don't think it was everybody.
No, I got a copy of it.
Okay.
Okay, here's. Let me bring this up.
Yeah,
let me bring this up. Okay.
I thought he had another year. I really think he has
okay.
July of 2025.
Here's the thing. All right. Right now, our property maintenance and our snow removal are both done by city residents. And we're getting fair treatment and fair pricing because they are city residents. Because they know if we get too much, charge too much, they'll probably just end up getting the taxes raised.
And if Harold drops out, Mason's a great shoe-in to do
right.
the roads and the lawns.
Right. And if I'm not wrong, Mo Better's doing Bay Garden now, right? Okay.
He's doing Trace, too.
Okay, he's doing Trace, too? Okay. So, nice. You know, we've got a resident inside the city, and I hate
You're
to say it.
Happy. I mean,
preference is preference. I think, in my opinion, we deal with the people within the city. We can obviously ask for, you know, he's asked to place a bid, but, you know, we don't have to accept anybody's bid, okay? We can decline or we can take, we don't even take the lowest bid, so it doesn't really matter, okay? But I wanted to go over this. I thought it was 24, maybe it is 25, but had to get it to the table because of the end of June, okay? It is an end of June. The security contract is an annual contract. Dennis, you just need to get Mason to, or pay to give us a new charger so that we can see if that's going to fit in, okay? Snow and ice removal, that contract runs till the end of October. Again, that's a one-year thing with Mason. Runkies next year. Okay, so we're going to have to put it out for bid. It's a new commission, but we'll want to be putting the bids in, the bid process in, probably in February. But I wanted to bring that up for anybody that may still be on the commission. All right.
Speaking of, we have to. If you're going to, you have to have your thing in by June, right?
The first week of June.
Oh, we're gonna when we do this time. When we have the bid.
No, I'm talking about for commissioner. If you're going
to
run for commissioner,
to be on the ballot.
Yeah.
You have to be on the ballot. You have to have,
right.
have it by June.
June 4th. It's the first Monday in June. I have to have your paperwork done, and I've got the paperwork in my briefcase. So if y'all hang around after the city meeting, I can give you copies of it. We need to have Chris Price.
Here.
Susan, Chris from Open. We need to have Chris Price at the April meeting.
Because it's a reflection of me. He can't say my name
mm-hmm.
right, so he's got to make fun of his name too.
Pierce, not
Francis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Pierce. Anyhow, Chris needs to be at the city meeting next month, and we really should have the renewal.
For 2025.
Yeah. Well, actually, July 24. They do an update every year. It's in their contract. Remember last year they dumped on us with 8%?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of had to cover the barrel. I mean,
well, this is the last time that we can let that slip through. I'll put it that way. Okay? When we do the next contract with where we do it with, we'll be on the lookout for that kind of stuff. All right? Trust me, it's everywhere, though. I'm telling you what, between EPA and employees' cost and retirement cost and everything else, it's hitting everybody. But we need to have Chris here next month, and he needs to have that renewal amount because we've got to do the budget. It wouldn't be good to wait till May because we do the tax ordinance in May, and that May.
So you want him at what? At the April meeting?
April 16th. Yeah.
With the renewal rate.
Yeah. It shouldn't be hard to do because they've already got their CBP or wherever the heck it is, wherever their cost of living is, it's already been posted. So that's all I have on new business unless somebody's got something else. If not, who wants to start with their commission report?
I probably have the shortest one. I did the least. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You don't want to listen for this commission report? That'll be posted. That'll be posted later this week.
Let's see. I read the alerts sent out by the state emergency operations system and kept in touch with the mayor and safety commissioner Metcalf as needed. We lucked out on the storm the other night. It stayed well northeast of us. Let's see. I contacted Evan Meyer with All-Terrain Paving about the potholes on Tazewell and then wait on an estimate for the repairs. Potholes vary in size, but they are deep and they need to be repaired to prevent additional damage to the roadway. I sent Susan another email this afternoon because that lampshade is still hanging off that yard light down there on Tazewell. And I think LG&E hadn't fixed it yet. And then I read the reports and the ordinances in preparation for tonight's meeting. I've done very little this month.
Yep. Thank you, Commissioner Bedell.
March 2024 Utility Commissioner's Report 221. I received a voicemail and an email from a resident at 12102 Bay Run Drive requesting a recycle bin. They just moved in and didn't have one. On 3-6, I emailed and called the resident at 12102 Bay Run Drive and told them to call Rumpke and request a recycle bin due to that being Rumpke's policy. It was last year, but I did call and confirm this with Rumpke prior to sending the messages. 3-6, received email from Commissioner Beville about a street light out at 11907 and 11921 Tazewell. 3-8, reported lights out at Trust Condos. 3-10, drove city for street light check. 3-12, attended the pipeline training. 3-18, drove city for street light check. 3-19, received email from Commissioner Beville about light shade being ajar at 11921 Tazewell Drive. Reported lights out with LG&E at 11905. It's not actually out, but it's going in and out. I've been watching it. I've actually been through your area more than a few times, again this month, checking on these lights. And 11921, the lampshade being ajar. So hopefully they'll get it right because my schedule is so heavy right now. I haven't had a day off in 3 months, a whole day off. So, yeah, so I'm hoping I won't have to, keep on or, just keep watching. I don't know why these shades are being, I'm kind of curious if it's more than
the weather. Well, I wanted the same thing, but we now have security cameras over there in our community.
Okay.
We had security cameras installed, and you'd be surprised what you can see on them.
And no,
and I haven't seen anybody.
That's good.
And I'm surprised that one shade's still on after that storm.
Yeah.
Well,
I worry about it being a safety feature.
Well, you don't want it to fall off and hit somebody. Or
yeah. Okay. 3-19, attended the city meeting. We'll participate in a radio check and write emails. That's what I have.
I'll go last.
All right, thank you.
My report is from February 21st to March 19th. I'll go ahead and do the radio check with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone else tonight on 319. I checked in with Harold of Maximus Lawn Care, requested that he plant the city's two euonymus plants in the green space, requested an estimate for improvements on Boyton, and advised him that Mayor Stone said that Maximus Lawn Care's contract is up for renewal. And that's all I have.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Metcalf, go ahead.
Wait a minute. Is all this your report, Dennis?
No.
I need to go home soon with this.
I did very I go to the city on multiple occasions, conduct a radio checks after last city meeting using Channel 5. We'll conduct radio checks tonight, 319-24, using Channel 6. Attended pipeline class at Mayor Stone in the commission office. On 416-24, issue three parking permits for 12-0.
Wait a minute. 416? I don't think so.
316.
Yeah, you're right. That's a mistake. Thank you. 316-24. Three parking permits to 12-0-1-0 Luray Court for 316 and 317-24.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On 317.
Oh my
go ahead.
Goodness,
well, he's talking.
I know.
Go ahead, Dennis.
On 317-24, reserved car parking business building lot, which seems to belong to Best Choice Roofing, which could have been soliciting neighborhood. Called Mayor Starman and we made a circuit of the city. We didn't find anyone who could specifically say we're soliciting.
Well, I have to control it so much.
No, you're just me.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. Mayor has no closing remarks, so do I hear a motion to...
Well, I'd like to know what this is first. Here.
It's a nice little Arizona.
That is okay. That
has
got a file folder. It's got 26 individual in it. Yeah. I did that so that you all could put it in per month. Okay. So, like I told everybody here, I looked at my room from when I was a commissioner. And I decided this is unorganized. So, anyhow, Dennis and I have a bunch of papers that we have for solicitation and other things that we hand out. And so.
Right. It would be nice that if, in the future for any commissioner coming in, to maybe have the things from the past commissioner.
Right.
Because some kind of guidance. Because I really didn't have it.
Right. That's
didn't
that.
Didn't I give you any help at all?
You gave me a few phone numbers. I mean, it's okay. I know that you were.
Well, that's what that's all for.
Well, I didn't know.
And I didn't know about doing a monthly report. I didn't.
For a position, and they refused to give me anything.
Well, I gave you Rumpke's number. I gave you LGE. Contact people at LGE. I gave you what I thought you were going to need. I didn't know. I didn't give you what you needed.
It wasn't your responsibility to, was it?
Yes, it was, because they were supposed to do that. I mean, when I started, I didn't have anything.
That's what I suggested. Like, I didn't know to do a monthly report. I didn't know, those things. Of course, I knew how to drive around and look at lights or whatever to look at, but, just... And I don't know if
you
passed documents.
I remember giving you that. Yeah, I remember actually handing you a little.
You gave me some phone numbers, which I use, and I appreciate that. But as far as tools for,
I gave you the orange duct tape.
Okay. All right. This is the reason why these were distributed. It was one of those things I started thinking. I says, man, I just know how disoriented I was when I was a commissioner. And And like I said, Dennis and I have paperwork that we hand out when we see solicitors or, mm-hmm. you know, when we're driving around and they're parked on the street or they're parked on the grass and other yeah. things.
You have to call the police and you hand them a copy of the ordinance. They don't have any idea what they're
doing. Yeah. Right.
Right.
So
and then they're saying, that is,
I had a seat full of freaking papers and I'm thinking, I got to get some way organized with these. And now when I go out, I know exactly where to pull that paper out and put it on the car and I am gone. Because honestly, if we weren't doing that, there is no telling what all these streets would look like when it came to parking or people parking on the grass.
One thing too, since the we didn't have anything to do with this, but the business building trimmed their shrubs down real low.
Oh yeah.
Since they've
that.
Done that,
that
we
really
don't
better.
See very many people parked in there at night. They were parking in their houses
oh,
in the bush.
Yeah.
Oh good.
So yeah. So again, this is probably what we just need to pass these along to the people as they come into the commission. So do I hear a motion to end the meeting?
Oh, yeah, motion made.
Thank you, Commissioner Bebel. Do I hear a second?
I'll
second. And what I've always said, you
thank you, Commissioner Maltin.
You know, none of us are expected to know how. I've not told people this over there, too. You don't have to know how to do everything.
Oh, it's 821. Thank you.
Right.